Where it's time now for Arts News, and the books editor Anna Frey Taylor is here because she also looks after Arts News. Good morning.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, the British artist Tracy Emin has finally found love.
Yes, well, kind of. It's this week we found out from Tracy that she has married a rock. Mm. So the lucky stone lives in her front garden in France. So it's a strange kind of a marriage. It's all part of a new exhibition that has just opened in Hong Kong. So this week, Tracy gave a press conference about the show, revealing that she's married the ancient stone which stands in her garden in France. The ceremony took place, it sounds quite nice actually, Michael, under an olive tree. She wore her father's funeral shroud as a wedding dress. And this is all part of her new show called I Cried Because I Love You.
Well, that's a very beautiful thing. And well, is there any backup on this? What's The Rock got to say about this?
Well, Michael, you might be surprised, but I secured an interview with The Rock this week, high on the hill in France, and I asked it for a bit more detail on the love story between it and Tracy. Let's hear what it had to say.
That's it. That's wind. That's French wind. Obviously, wait for this. Obviously, the groom is petrified.
Yes, we hope that they have a happy union and a good life together with not too many rocky times.
We can just work this vein for the rest of the show.
Now, this is, we've got 5 minutes to the top
now. 5 minutes to fill, yes. Now, this is pretty much, you know, true to form for Tracy Emin, isn't it?
Yeah, she's quite a kooky woman. And I read an interesting article this
You've
week.
You've got from a degree in art history. I mean, you don't, they didn't teach you to.
I read an interesting article, Michael, from the Guardian art critic Jonathan Jones about the meaning of this work. And he was basically arguing that it is quite in keeping with her other works. She often looks at ideas of intimacy, sex and relationships. And her works are often shocking and kind of confessional. You might remember her infamous work, My Bed. Do you remember that one?
Yes, well, it's her love-encrusted bed. I mean, it's a crusty bed with condoms and cigarettes and
so
things.
That's an installation of her actual bed in the gallery
but,
space.
But, you know, the extraordinary thing about this is I started in arts journalism 15 years ago, and there it was. Everyone was laughing about it. But that is an enduring work. Somehow it just has become this iconic statement about
absolutely
contemporary art. And then there was that tent.
The tent, yeah, which also on the side of the tent she had a kind of embroidered all the names of people she'd shared a
women's
bed
women's craft.
With.
She'd used yeah. women's craft to embroider.
And lots of people, not just people she'd had sex with either, just sort of it was really about intimacy, people that she'd shared that place with in her bed.
See, this is the weird thing about this. We laugh about it, we snort at it, but there is something
yeah, it's
interesting about the idea of marrying a rock. There is.
Well, Michael, and when you hear her speak about it, you actually can see a kind of connection. So when a journalist asked her this week what her union with the stone meant to her, she said, "It just means that at the moment I'm not alone. Somewhere on a hill facing the sea there is a very beautiful ancient stone and it's not going anywhere. It will be there waiting for me." And she said, "I think that when we're younger, love is totally wrapped up in lust and physical conquest. My idea of love now is so heightened and spiritual that I really am looking for a soulmate and nothing else will do."
See, she's renounced the bed.
There you go. So Tracy's...
Now, talking of moving on, BP is moving on.
BP is moving on, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, they announced that they're cutting ties with the Tate Gallery. So they've been sponsoring them for 26 years.
This is the big gallery of modern art in London and also the London British art as well.
Yeah, the whole lot. They've cut ties. So things like agreements like this fall over all the time. But the reason why this is particularly interesting.
Hang on, you said that they've cut ties. This is a sponsorship.
This is a sponsorship agreement, yeah. Right. So they sponsor the Tate roughly to the tune of £225,000 each year. And they decided no more money for the Tate. So it's interesting because this is a decision that's come after years of controversy over this particular partnership. A lot of pressure from environmental activists who have been calling on the Tate to end this relationship on ethical grounds. So lots of protests, and the protests were actually really interesting. So in one incident, a group of protesters in the Tate were scrawling messages about climate change in charcoal, for 25 hours in the floor of a large gallery space in the Tate Modern. And then last year, there was a whole other group of them that occupied the Tate Britain and were doing tattoos of the number on their arms, on each other, with the numbers of the carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere during the year they were born. So there's all this kind of stuff. This is kind of the backstory. Climate activists obviously really thrilled that this is all ended. Yasmin De Silva from the collective called Liberate Tate said, about 30 years ago, the tide turned on tobacco sponsorship, and now the same thing is happening to the oil industry.
So why has BP done this? Is it succumbing to this pressure?
They're saying that it's actually got nothing to do with the activism, and that they're not acting on direction from the Tate board. This is purely a kind of economic decision. The head of BP in the UK, Peter Mather, has said that the decision to end our contractual relationship with the Tate has been a difficult one, and it reflects the extremely challenging business environment in which we're operating. So Tate is going to have to find a lot of money to fill. It's quite a big hole, £225,000 each year.
It's half $1 million.
Yeah. But the BP has also said, Michael, that they're still going to maintain their other sponsorship agreements with other arts organisations. They also sponsor the Royal Opera House and the British Museum, the Royal Shakespeare Company and the National Portrait Gallery. So those guys are getting to keep their money for now.
Very briefly, a sports story.
Sports story. Yeah, this one was nice. So the Melbourne Cup winning jockey Michelle Payne is writing a biography. And this week she sold the film rights for the book to the actor Rachel Griffiths. So Rachel Griffiths is going to produce and direct that film herself.
Oh, she's not going to star in it? Perhaps she could. Can she ride? Can Rachel ride?
I don't know.
They teach actors to ride. Although Rachel's rather tall. She's a bit tall to play a jockey.
Don't know about that.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
And the Green Room Awards were also announced this week.
This is the Victorian Green Room Awards.
That's right. A few big winners. I Am Miracle by the Malthouse, Shit by Patricia Cornelius, and Baz Luhrmann's Strictly Ballroom all took out quite a few awards.
Well, that's good. Thank you, Anna Freytale.
You can go to the website, listener, if you want a bit more info. There's a full list of the winners there.
Yeah, and you can replay that interview of The Rock too. It's there. You can podcast it away to your heart's content. In fact, you could loop it. You could record it and loop it and just play it for hours on end. It might be quite soothing.